Last regular season game for 2016-17, Joel, and a real opportunity, a potential there to put a real mark down.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You know, every season when you get to this stage, a group of players, some will stay, some will be going, and it's a chance to as a group really make a mark and remember what you, if you are moving, what you did achieve, and if you're staying, what you achieved with your mates. So it's an emotional time, but it's a game we're looking forward to. There's a lot riding on it for us. There's a chance, as I say, as a group to achieve something that's not been achieved for a very long time at Falcon. So we're raring to go and can't wait for Saturday.
On a personal level, you've got an opportunity of driving the team forward towards knockout rugby to get into the Champions Cup. I mean, you must be really excited by where you were at the start of the year in terms of coming back to the club and where you are now and the brand of rugby that you're playing.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've loved this year. I didn't think it would go the way it's gone, and I'm thankful for the opportunities I've been given. Thankful for the faith by the coaches, but more importantly, my peers. You know, the boys have been brilliant. They've accepted me back with open arms. You know, and they've really helped me grow into hopefully a role where I can lead from the front and do what a 10 needs to do. It's an exciting time. I mean, if we can finish seventh, and there's no reason why we can't. We've just got to put a performance in on Saturday, and that's purely where our focus is at the minute, making sure that we do everything that's in our power, everything that we control, we get that right. If we do that, we'll hold ourselves in good stead.
The spine of the team's always said to be important, and the bit of the spine that you're actively involved in, 8, 9, 10, that's going to be the key, I guess, to Saturday, because there will be, and I'm saying this, you may disagree, a temptation to play a loose game because of they've got nothing to lose and you've got everything to gain. But the forwards are going to really sort of dominate the territorial battle, and they're going to decide how the game pans out, aren't they?
Yeah, I think that's the case with every game you come up against. But as you say, obviously Bristol, they know their fate. They've been dangerous and competitive all season, so that's not going to change. Obviously, they may look to throw the ball around a bit more for their last game of the season in front of a home crowd. We've just got to stay disciplined. We'll put a game plan in place. We think this game plan's going to work. If we stick to what we know, if we execute our roles and our skill set, there's no reason why the plan shouldn't work. So, yeah, as you say, it's about being disciplined in those areas, but all the boys know what's required of them and they know what they've got to do to go out there and get a win.
I mean, we talk about precision and attack and being precise in the way that you play the game, the attacking areas and ball retention, all those sorts of things. But I guess almost like in every game, defence is going to be the key. You've got to try and stop them scoring before you can think about how the game's going to pan out.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's not just obviously the defender making the tackles, but it's also making sure our kick chase is on point. Our set piece defence with the tank and with the driving and the mauling and all that sort of stuff's on point. We've got to get those areas right, and then it comes down to just how much you individually want it. Obviously, it was a bit of a slip at Leicester, but if you look at Gloucester's defence, how we defend against Gloucester, and we look how we defend against Worcester, there was a lot of heart put on show and a lot of desire to scramble if we were a bust to try and keep them out. I mean, that first 20, 30 minutes against Worcester, obviously there was a bit of accuracy lacking from Worcester's part, but there was also good design scramble from the boys shown, and we're going to need every ounce of that going forward into the Bristol game, because they will chuck the ball around and they are dangerous.
You mentioned the Leicester game and the Bath game at the very start of the season. A couple of times during the season there's been a hiccup, and I guess players, coaching staff have been frustrated by this lack of consistency. I mean, Saturday is not an afternoon where that lack of consistency can be allowed to come back in, is it? You've got to be on the money from the minute one.
Oh, absolutely, and I think that's the only thing that will probably put a bit of a tinge on this season is we started really well, and around Christmas, January, we were flying, playing some good stuff, pushing the top teams all the way, taking some big scalps, the likes of a Bath. Likes of a Quins, they came up here and we got a good win against them. But as you say, this last little block, we haven't been really at the races. We've been too hitty-missy, and it's really shown. We had an opportunity to kick on. We haven't done that, but we're still in there. We've hung in there. It's about making sure we do ourselves justice for all the hard work we've put in through the year and getting things right on the weekend. We've got to be 100% consistent. We've got to be accurate. We've got to do everything that we talk about and not pay it lip service. And I have no doubt that 1-23 that we'll do that on the weekend. The boys are raring to go.
professional sport, team sport, it's always work in progress. You're never the perfect team. Are you happy the way things are progressing and the way the team is moving forward, accepting what we've just talked about in terms of the frustrations of maybe lack of consistency in general terms, the shape, the patterns, the way things have been executed? You're comfortable with all that?
Oh, no, definitely. I mean, hopefully if you were to stop someone in the crowd and asked what they thought of the way we were playing, they'd say the things like it's a lot more exciting, a lot more running rugby, attacking, which is what we want to do. Obviously, we want to do it in the right areas. That's the first and foremost. But hopefully over the year, we've seen our shape develop into something that really is a weapon in terms of our attacking stuff. It's about now going forward into this Bristol game and then through the off-season is how we can tweak certain things to become even more effective, you know, how we can maybe get more points or improve our conversion rate in terms of when we get into that 22, coming away with more points, whatever that may be. We're always looking to tweak things and get better and better, but certainly there's a foundation there that we can certainly build on.
Communication within the team is massively important. On Saturday, communication from the touchline to the team as the game moves into its later stages, it's going to be an added complication for you, isn't it? Because you need to be mindful, if you get to the point where that bonus point try is on the cards, of what other scores are to make informed decisions.
Yeah, massively. I mean, I'm sure that will be going on. I'm sure people on the side and the coaches will be up to clue with everything that's going on and know what's required. From a player's point of view, we're just going out from minute one to win that game, and then obviously through good execution of our plays, we'll hopefully score tries as well. So if we just focus on that and really keep it as simple as that, we should come away with 5 points, and that's the plan, and we're going to do everything that we can to make sure that happens.